Question 19. Could you tell us about the books and people who have inspired your life and career? In terms of the people who've inspired my life and career, I would say my parents, primarily first and foremost, because of their encouragement, their sacrifice, and their modeling to have integrity and passion for one's work and to be steadfast about one's work. So I start with my parents. I've had incredible teachers along the way, from dance teachers to teachers in, all throughout kindergarten through 12th grade. Really, their hallmarks were people who pushed me, who challenged me to stretch beyond what I thought I could do, and then who would give me incredible encouragement by spotlight here, their acknowledgement, which means the world to a kid when you're trying really hard. And I think about my very first dance teacher, Joan Kerr. I think about some of my English teachers in high school. In college, I was gifted to go to Vassar College, an incredible college where I had amazing professors, and they loved teaching. They loved their students, and we all felt that. And then I've had some great bosses who have been both mentors and sponsors to me. Another teacher I would also say my last more formal teacher was my doctoral thesis advisor at the University of Westminster in London, Alison Riepel. She was a really great teacher and person who inspired me because she really kicked my ass. She was really hard, and she was had that nice balance of encouragement as well. And I've had also some really wonderful friends, and good friends are people who are there for you, not only when things are hard, but when things are going well for you and they celebrate with you. And last, certainly but not least, the person who's really been shoulder to shoulder with me in this last decade chapter of my life has been my husband, John Nixon. He's my best friend. He's my biggest encourager, especially after my dad died. We were married just about a year and a half when my dad died. So yeah, I have chosen us the right spouse for me. So John is amazing. And then the books that really inspire me, gosh, growing up, I really loved fairy tales. I loved these other worlds that they would take me to. I loved the romance. I loved the danger and the adventure. I'm a big mystery and thriller lover when it comes to fiction. When it comes to nonfiction, I've loved the exposure I got to the Harlem Renaissance writers when I was in college. I loved reading Zora Neale Hurston and writers like Toni Morrison. I love in nonfiction and the design thinking space the work of Jean Leitke, the work of Alexander Osterwalder, and his work in business model innovation. There's a lot of people, Seth Godin, Daniel Pink, Dan Rome have been big inspirations. Yeah, so I could go on and on and on. I always looked forward to the day when I retire. I can read all day long as much as I want. So I'm looking forward to those days.